All right, so for the 300th time already this week, how fired up are you to play against the Eagles, Kev?
Yeah, I'm excited. Obviously more excited just because we have the chance to go 3-0, you know, and as you guys do. So it's gonna be an exciting game, and there'll be plenty of energy in the building.
See any parallels right now, Kev? I mean, obviously a couple of years ago you were the starter here, got hurt in the opener, lost the job to Vic, and now John gets hurt and you take over and have a chance to take this team to 3-0.
Yeah, I really hadn't even thought about it until somebody asked me about it yesterday, but it is somewhat ironic, and I'm just taking it game by game, though, play by play. I've learned through my time in Philly and through my time here, I'm not going to try to predict anything.
Yeah, but I mean, is there something that you kind of learned in that about the NFL? I mean, it went away so quickly for you here, and now you get kind of the opportunity in reverse. Is there something that you took that you went through 2 years ago that'll help you this year?
Oh, yeah. I went through a lot. I learned a lot from it. And it helped me a lot through the time whenever they named John the starter in the beginning, because I just told myself, hey, don't sulk. Don't feel sorry for yourself. You know, it could happen in a hurry. I think it happened 3 weeks after Vic took over there in Philly, and then, of course, the first game here. So it helped my approach and making sure that I was mentally ready for an opportunity.
Kevin, do you feel like your career's already had like three acts, and because of injuries, it's kind of kept you from having a normal career as a starter?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's my career's been wild, and that's why I say that I'm done predicting, because it just every time, you know, I think I'm settling in, I get, you know, something comes up, there's a curveball somewhere, so. I'm just trying to enjoy it now. We're obviously having fun, you know, being 2-0, and I like our team here. We work hard, play hard, and, again, I'm just going to enjoy it day by day.
So, I mean, I have to think, though, that your understanding is the goal is to win games, but the more you win and the better you do, then that helps you cement what you're trying to do, which is be the starter there for the long term.
Well, I don't even want to get into that broad of a scope. I just want to win. I just want to win week in and week out. I think as soon as you start to look at the big picture, it's going to take your focus off of what you're really trying to do. And obviously, that's beat you guys this week.
Kevin, what are the emotions going into this game playing the Eagles?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I've tried to prepare myself a little bit. You know, make sure I'm not too excited, too hyped, because you know, obviously as a QB, you got to be settled in. But I don't know. I've never played a fellow, you know, a team that I'd played for before. So, but obviously a lot of respect for those guys, coaching staff and players, and think very highly of them.
What's the overriding emotion when you look back at your time in Philadelphia?
What's my overriding emotion?
Mm-hmm. Is there bitterness? Is it? What's
it's
the?
Definitely not bitterness. No, I mean I learned so much there, highs and lows. I have a lot of fond memories of it, actually. I think about it all the time. So even you guys at times, I think that the one thing it taught me was to not let the highs and the lows, you know, affect you that bad, because you never know when the next opportunity is going to be there. You know, you never know how quick it can change, And that obviously is something you have to play in the NFL.
How tough was it 2 years ago to kind of lose your starting job because of an injury, and how do you think you handled that?
Yeah, it was tough, but it was a unique experience. You guys know me; I'm always a guy that's that's going to put a team first, and say that, you know, in my mind, I tell myself that things are going to work out for the better. You know, I'm going to go through the bad to get to the good. And it's gone back and forth, obviously. So I'm just looking at the positives.
Hey, Kev, Mike said the other day that in 2010, you know, you guys really pushed each other to be better. You know, obviously he got hurt and you came in for a few games. So you both had adversity that year. What did you guys play the game so differently. How were you guys able to improve each other and help each other and do that and push each other when you play it so differently?
That's a good question. We are different quarterbacks, but I think that the one thing that I learned throughout that whole thing is don't try to be him. I can't make those plays that he makes and try to be the cerebral quarterback that I think that I am, you know. And so taking care of the football, things like that, you know, we're two totally different styles. But I think competition just brings out the best in you, you know. And then and sometimes watching somebody else succeed does something for you too. You know, whenever I sat there and I watched Mike be successful, it got me fired up to be back out there and go through some good times. And luckily we were able to do that for those couple of games that I went back in.
How are you different and better than when you left here, Kevin? What's the difference? How are you better and how are you different than when you left here?
I think overall experiences, to be honest with you. You know, not pressing to do more than what I should. As you guys know, you know, I take a lot on my shoulders and I always want things to be perfect. And sometimes they're not going to be, and you just got to let them go and roll with it. And so I feel like I'm, you know, playing a little more free now, and that helps me through certain situations.
Hey, Kevin, do you ever think about Clay Matthews and if he had never gotten to that game and what might have happened?
No, I don't. I mean, I really haven't thought about it since I left there, you know. It's just, it all happens for a reason. That's the way I go about life. That's the way I think about things.